Chapter 2. Ingeborg checked Vernon's pulse, slow but steady. Amazed that he was doing this well after the surgery he'd been through, she sat down in the chair and picked up her prayers again. They felt tangible, like something she could hold in her hands. She closed her eyes, the idea of hands continuing like a gentle stream flowing through her mind. Only instead of her own hands, now she pictured God's hands, mighty and yet tender, holding this young man securely in his palm, his fingers gently stroking the inert body. "Thank you, Father. You bid us come to you, to bring you the broken of body and heart. Thank you that you promise to heal, to restore, to comfort. I ask peace for this child of yours, peace in his body and in his mind. Let him feel your presence, your great love. Father, I praise you and thank you for your never-ending love and mercy. You know all things, and you know his needs far better than I do. I thank you that we can trust you to do the very best." She leaned back in the chair, her praises continuing with each breath, each beat of her heart. "Please protect him from the infection that lurks from all the debris we couldn't find." She laid the back of her hand against his cheek and forehead. "Still cool. Thank you, Father." Dr. Elizabeth stopped in the doorway. "How is he?"
"Vernon is one strong young man. He's holding his own."
"Call me if you see any change."
"I will. You look tired."
Surgery like that takes every ounce of energy and skill. Thank you for your prayers, both for him and for us.
God is in control.
I know. Thank you for the reminder. Elizabeth brushed her hand over her forehead. "Can you lie down for a bit?" Ingeborg asked, watching her daughter-in-law's face.
"I just sent Astrid up to lie down instead. She got a bit worn out. Not unusual for what she's been through. I remember reacting much the same. One time I fainted. Any surgery is